Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM, and also going to our friends on Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And today on the show, we're going to be joined shortly by Jeff from Here to Help You. So he'll be in a little while to talk about all that. Before we get to him, we'll have a look at some public service announcements, some weather, gardening to do, stuff like that. So all that coming up on the show today. And for a start, I'm going to play you a song now by a band called Automatic. It's a cover of one of my favourite Lou Reed songs, New Sensations. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
There we are, folks. That was Automatic there with New Sensations. We're going to do some weather here now on the Over the Fence show. And a few remaining showers linger on today. Mostly coastal parts of the North Island. Yeah, there's been a couple here in Whanganui today. Unfortunately, I've got the sheets out too, but never mind. They may get dry yet. Despite the showers, rainfall this week will be below average in most regions other than the lower half of the West Coast. to southwesterly airflow, which is going to continue over Aotearoa for today, but in some areas further south, it turns milder and more westerly as the air moves in from the Australian interior. And temperatures will rise across this week as the airflow moves in. So temperatures are going to be above average because of that one over the next 4 days in many places, and even more so by the end of the week because of that Australian airflow I was talking about. But a wintry change is possible next week. So looking at the map at the moment, yeah, it's coming blowing pretty much straight out of the middle of Australia, down over Tasmania, sort of catching the west coast down south and then moving up through, and there's a big high out in the sort of near the middle of the Tassie, and it's just circling around there. So yeah, that's going to bring warmer weather over the next few days and things like that. It's been a particularly weird sort of winter, hasn't it, folks? I've heard some interesting stories about daffodils already starting to grow and things like that. And but anyway, it has got that springy feeling about it, but yeah, don't get sucked into that just yet, folks. And so what else can I bring you weather-wise next week or so? With that in mind, what can we expect in the Waikato? Well, cloudy and sunny today and tomorrow. A bit more sun and a bit less cloud Friday, and then the weekend's looking pretty cloudy, and then into early next week it's going to be fine spells with some showers. Pretty solid 15, 14 degree daytime temperatures during the week. 12 degrees tonight, 9 tomorrow, then 7 and 7 Friday, Saturday, then 10, 11 Sunday, Monday, and then sort of 7, 8 into early next week. Yeah, the southwesterly flow will continue today. Tomorrow, then go south-southwesterly on Friday, then southwesterly Saturday, nor-nor-easterly on Sunday and Monday, and then nor-westerly sort of Tuesday. Chance of rain pretty much every day. It's not going to be much except for maybe Monday, or they're expecting maybe possibly 13 mils, something like that. But from now till then, it's going to be a bit of trace rain kind of here and there. The humidity today is 84%. And the sun rose this morning at 7:28 and will set at 5:27. The length of visible light is 10 hours and 55 minutes, and the actual day length is 9 hours and 58 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 31 seconds longer than it is today. And the moon is 88% illuminated, a waning gibbous, I should say. And it will rise at 8:37 this evening and set at 22 past 9 tomorrow morning. And, yeah, I've been seeing it, especially in the mornings, kind of hanging out over the towards the sea, I guess, yeah, near Kareoi and that sort of thing. And so that's some weather for you. And I'll probably come back with some public service announcements after this one by the Phoenix Foundation called Pure Joy.
Look away, and it's no lie.
The Phoenix Foundation there with their song Pure Joy, and I'm going to do some public service announcements for you here on the Over the Fence show. And as usual on a Wednesday over the winter up at the community house, there is of course Koha Kai, which is a free meal for the good people of Whangarei. And you know, it drops in, if you can afford it you can drop off some koha there for it, but it's usually a soup or a stew or something along those lines, and usually they have some delicious rawena bread and some desserts and things like that usually as well. So you can get yourself up there. It goes from 10 till around about 2 o'clock I think it is, so still plenty of time to go out there for a kai with some good people. And also next door, as always, the Aroha Seed stands out the front there, and still plenty of things you get into in the garden, which we'll come to later, put on by the Whangarei Environment Centre. And I also have a note here, what's this one? Wuthering Heights fundraiser for Karioi Project dance show, Raglan, 28th of July, Sunday. That's this Sunday. 11 o'clock start, Ara Prataki Street on the Rangitahi Peninsula, and there's a public Facebook group for this one. Come to watch, wear something red, bring spare change. All proceeds collected on the day donated to the Karioi Project. So there we are. That's Wuthering Heights fundraiser this Sunday from 11 o'clock. It's a dance sort of show. So there's a bit of paper in the studio that I just saw. And also I want to tell you this one, that at the Raglan Community House, once more, on the 31st, so a week today, from 10 till 4, there's going to be free digital help on DORA in Waikato, and DORA is Digital On-Road Access, and that is going to be, it says friendly, patient and local trainers, and that's going to be drop in to get tech help with your smartphone or tablet, support with your health app, and tips for staying safe online. So all things digital happening there at the community house next Wednesday, 10 till 4. So there's a few public service announcements for you, dear listener. Now I'm going to play a bit of rarity from Radiohead called Molasses.
Genocide, molasses.
Lasses there by Radiohead, and I'm just getting the gardening to-dos organised. Meantime, here goes a song by Abel Tasman's called Evil Barbecue. Folks, that was Evil Barbecue by the Abel Tasmans, and that was off their album A Cup of Tea and a Lie Down. And slight change of plans here. Our guest has just came into the studio, so I'll play another song for you, and when we come back we will be chatting with Jeff from Here to Help You, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, here goes Faces and Names by John Cale and Lou Reed.
Faces and names, I wish they were the same. Faces and names only cause trouble for me. Faces and names. If we all looked the same and we all had the same name, I wouldn't be jealous of you, or you jealous of me. Faces and names. I always fall in love with someone who looks the way I wish that I could be. I'm always staring at someone who hurts, and the one they hurt is me. Faces and names, to me they're all the same. If I look like you, you look like me. There'd be less trouble, you'd see. Faces and names, I wish they'd go away. I'd disappear into that wall and never talk. Talk, not talk. I wish I was a robot or a machine, without a feeling or a thought. People who want to meet the name I have are always disappointed in me. Faces and names, I wish they were the same. Faces and names only cause problems for me. Faces and names. I'd rather be a hole in the wall, looking on the other side. I'd rather look and listen, listen, not talk. To faces and names. If I had a breakdown when I was a kid, if I lost my hair when I was young, if you dress older when you are not, as you really age, you look the same. The same, we wouldn't play these games. Me dressing for you, you dressing for me, undressing for me. Faces and names, if they all were the same, you wouldn't be jealous of me, or me jealous of you. Me jealous of you, you jealous of you. Your face and your name. Your face and your name. Faces and names. Faces and names.
Rightio, folks, that was Faces and Names by John Cale and Lou Reed. And now we are going to be joined here on the Over the Fence show by our guest for today, Jeff from Here to Help You. Welcome to the studio, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well, yes. The sun is shining, so that's good.
Indeed, indeed. And you're from Here to Help You. And how long have you been involved with Here to Help You, Jeff?
Here to Help You, I've been with them for the last couple of years now. Mm. Yep. I was working in a different, totally different sector before that, social sector, of course. But and before that, I was working for EQC. That was about 10 years ago, so there has been a few changes in my career. And came to Hamilton and started working with Here to Help You. So been enjoying so far, and it is a great entity, or it's a great organization helping out people out there. So that's us now,
Yeah, right on. And so what does Here to Help You offer the good people?
Here to Help You came through how it all started back in the day when we had COVID-19. People were stuck at homes, and they, you know, they were so much need in the community for Kai or for, you know, medicines, and people didn't know how to access that support, although the need was there, and the community organizations was involved. But we came about during that time as an online portal where to make the process or the accessibility of service the easiest as possible.
Okay.
So it is easy to ask for help, you know, get free support when they need it, no judgments, no kind of barriers. So if somebody would like to request for support, they can just jump in online, www.heretohelpyou.nz, and then it is just a two-step process. They can put where they are, what kind of request they needed, and then make a few nods about what exactly the situation is, and then it will just come into our dashboard, and one of us will get in touch with them as connectors. And our job is mainly to connect a client or a person in the community, anyone who is needing that support, navigate them to the right provider in the community as best as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the gist of what we do. Yeah. So
as an example, say, I don't know, I've broken my back or something, and I can't leave the house, so I'm sitting around at home or whatever, and I've got no food, no nothing like that. Yeah. So I ring you up, say, oh, g'day, Jeff, you know, I've broken my back, I can't go anywhere, sort of thing. So what would happen from there, sort of thing?
Yeah, so back in the COVID time, yes, that was a huge thing. Like, people were not in isolation, they can't go out, so they will put a request in saying, hey, we are in isolation, can we get some help? And then the request will be on our dashboard, we'll rig them and get all the details and send it to the nearest provider available.
Right. Then
they will support. But things have changed now since all the guidelines have removed. So if a family or if a person in the community needing that support still, like for Kai or employment, they can still put the request in, and one of the connectors will get in touch with the person.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is a Kai request, then we'll locate the nearest Kai provider there. And it could be, a day or 2 days, depending on the capacity of the provider, when they can offer support. Mm. And we encourage, you know, especially because most of the community organizations run with their volunteers, we request the clients if they could collect it, you know, with their friends or family. Makes things much easier because delivery is not always an option because of, you know, the varied funding changes and all that.
Yeah.
And if it is employment or counseling, we try to get as much as information and then direct them to the right place or to an agency who can support them. So we are kind of an online kind of a platform where people could just come through and take different routes to the right service.
Yeah, okay. And that address is www.here2help, and then just you by itself, .nz. So www.here2help.nz, and your number is 0800 568 273. Exactly. So that's the Here to Help You platform. And, yeah, just looking at what you do, financial, budgeting, mental health support, health disability support, employment, food.
Yep.
Infant and child support, youth support, legal and advocacy, addiction services. Man, you cover a
whole range.
A range.
Indeed. Yeah. So we connected with Mike at the community house here.
Yeah.
So we have dropped down some resources there. So anyone needing some support, they can just reach out to Mike if they are in Raglan. You know, Mike is great helping out. Or if you are just traveling by, just talk to Mike and, you know, he'll be able to give one of the resources. And it is easy as process by just scanning the QR code that will bring up the website or the portal where they can put the request in. Or if they don't have a smartphone, then just ring that 0800 number and we'll be just right there.
Sweet as. And how much of an area do you cover, Jeff, in the Waikato?
How much? The boundary up north we cover Huntly, and going down south, Tokoroa. We just cover Taupo. We recently started over there too, and Tauranga. So we are slowly expanding and trying the best that we can to support the community in the way that anyone who is needing that support will receive that support the easiest way possible without, you know, judgments or barriers. So that's our main kind of goal.
Yeah. Right on. And so I guess you'd have to just tie in with the local community houses or whatever like you exactly. have here in Whangarei today and things like that. Yeah.
So
local food banks or whatever.
Exactly. And, yeah. So as we cover a wide range of help requests, we try to network with different agencies in Hamilton, in Raglan, for example, and also in Taupo, in Tauranga, so there are different teams working together to connect, because without the providers, we don't exist. So it is a hand-in-hand operation and delivering the best help possible in the easiest way possible.
I know access to services is extremely difficult, especially for rural people, which of course in that area you're just talking about, there's a lot of them. So here to help you can help out rural folks as well.
It predominantly, depending on the providers are visible there. So if there is a provider that is connected with us, and even if we don't have any connected agencies in that area, we try to locate anything available there, and then we'll just give that information so that a person who is in need can do a self-referral. So we try to manage any request the best way possible without, you know, saying that, hey, we can't help you. We try to help you.
So
for me, in the last couple of years, being in the role was really satisfactory, and to get a feedback saying that, hey, I received the support that I requested for the other day, and we get to see the track record of a person, you know, requesting help to where they received, so we can see that the whole journey of that too. So we are involved and we can see that. So it brings huge satisfaction, and also, you know, things that you do for community.
Right.
Makes me really happy. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you say would be the most kind of requested for things out of all the services you offer?
Food support is still one of the major ones, but we are seeing counselling, employment support, definitely in that league as well. Although we cover the other areas like addiction services, legal advocacy, and sometimes as we speak to the client or as we speak to the person who is in that position or who is needing that support, they will open up saying that, hey, if there is any support available for legal advocacy because I'm going through such and such thing, and then we can direct. So it is kind of it is not just a customer service role saying that, hey, this is what you have. It is more or less like a journey that you have a good social chat and then see how we could help in a way that they get that wraparound service possible.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah,
and that's what a lot of folks need, because it's hardly ever one thing, right? You know?
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything else you want to add to that, Jeff?
No. Thank you for inviting me to your studio. It has been one of the only experiences, so I will definitely cherish this.
Well, man, we only organised it, 10 minutes before the show started, so good on you for being available, Jeff.
No worries.
And you've done a great job of it, by the way, too. So,
cheers. Yeah. No worries.
So, Jeff Rom, here to help you, 0800 568 273 or www.heretohelp, and just the letter u.nz, all lowercase. And that is, you want to read out all your services, Jeff?
Right. So we connect people over to different services or help types like financial or budgeting, mental health support, health and disability support, employment support, Kai support or food parcels, infant and child support, youth support, legal and advocacy, and addiction services.
Fantastic, Jeff. And nothing else you want to add?
No, nothing. Cheers for now.
So don't be shy to get a hold of here to help you and speak to someone lovely like Jeff, who's only too happy to help you out, right, Jeff?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
And now we're going to play Blue Meanies with this a song by Possum. Thank you. That is New Zealand band Possum there with their song Blue Meanies. I hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to do some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. And if you are gardening by the moon, today being the 24th of July, yes, nearly August already. 24th of July, we are in, of course, the full moon stage, and it's an excellent time to add compost or mulch the garden beds to prevent damage to the soil and cover beds with cloths or something, if needed, to protect the plants. And from Sunday, the Sunday coming up, which is going to be the last quarter phase, good time to plant out deciduous bare-rooted fruit trees like plums, apples, and pears. And what else can I bring you here? There's a couple of things you can plant, folks, and they are from seed: beetroots, lettuces, mustard greens, parsnips, peas, radishes, shallots, snow peas, spring onions, strawberries, and strawberry plants. And also, there's going to be a couple of double-ups here, but we'll go through it anyway. Apples, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, cyclamen, feijoas, forget-me-nots, garlic, gladiolus, lettuce, lily, mesclun, onions, parsley, parsnip, peas, peaches, pears, plums, radishes, raspberries, rose, silver beet, spinach, and strawberries. So there's a few gardening do's. Keep you busy, folks. Now I'm going to play for you Joy Division song, No Love Lost. We'll be right back.
take to run. We've been moving around in different situations, knowing that the time would come just to see you torn apart. Witness to your empty heart. I need it. I need it. I need it. Through the wire screen, the eyes of those standing outside looked in at her, as into the cage of some rare creature in her sleep. In the hand of one of the assistants, she saw the same instrument that they had that morning inserted deep into her body. She shuddered instinctively. No life at all in the house of dolls. No, 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 boss. No, 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 boss. Changing, wishing that this day won't last. To never see you show your age. To watch until the beauty fades. I need it. I need it. I need it.
There was a Joy Division here with No Love Lost. Now I'm going to play for you a song by David Kilgore on the Heavy Eights called Could Be On My Way. That was David Cougar and the Heavy Eights with Could Be On My Way. And Jeff, from Here to Help, you're still in the studio. You're going to introduce this next song for us, Jeff.
This is a beautiful song by Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind. A beautiful song with beautiful lyrics. Enjoy it. Right on to it.
Perfect. Humble and Kind, Tim McGraw.
There's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. Won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams are to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
That was Tim McGraw there with the song Humble and Kind, a request for our guest today, Jeff. And that's kind of it for the show for the day. Thanks again to Jeff from Here to Help You, which is 0800 568 273, or www.heretohelpyou.nz. So yeah, offer a range of services. So yep, look out for those guys. And I'll be back again next week. But I'm going to go up with a song here by the Drunk Mums called Power Slide. Have a great week, everybody. Ka kite.